Radio 900.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. First chance to get Backstreet Boys tickets coming up at 7:50. But let me say this. I think one of the worst feelings in life you can have, especially if you're a grown adult, is making a child cry.
Yeah.
This happened to me over the weekend. It was such a terrible feeling. I'm hanging out with my girlfriend and her parents. They have a pool at their house. And the nephew was over, Sarah's nephew, who's 8, by the way, probably doesn't even weigh 80 pounds, okay? He's like, hey, Kyle, will you throw me in the pool? And I think was thinking I was going to be in the pool, like tossing him. But instead, I'm like, no, Ethan, come on over here, man. I'll throw you into the pool from like the side
of the
deck.
Side? Oh, God.
Not the greatest idea because when I launched him, he landed right on his belly. And for an 8-year-old kid who doesn't weigh that much, that was a lot of pain. He started crying.
And then you feel terrible.
I felt so bad.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part, he was kind of hugging the side of the pool for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, he's over there for a while. He's like over there for 10 minutes. I'm apologizing all over myself. Of course, his parents are right there. I'm like, I'm sorry, Nathan. I'm sorry, Nicole. I did not mean to injure your child, okay?
Well, they know accidents happen. I mean, no one knows more than parents how accidents happen. You know, every parent's had something like that happen.
I already felt bad enough, Rachel, but then he got out of the pool and I saw why he was crying. He had the biggest welts I've seen.
Oh,
it
no.
looked like I shot him with a paintball gun. That's how
terrible.
Bad the welts were on his belly and chest. It was so red, and I'm like, oh my God, like I did this to you. Ethan, I'm so sorry.
Do you know how many trips to like Children's Museum and the zoo and like candy you probably owe him now after that?
I know. And I guess another thing, I know that I'm probably not going to be babysitting anybody's kids anytime soon. But Ethan, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Aww.
And yes, I do owe you a trip to the Children's Museum, Indians game. I don't know, something. I need to hook this little fella up for what I did to him this past weekend.
It happens, though. It's only okay, I mean, if you're like a sibling. Because I remember, because my little sister's like 5 years younger than me. I remember making her cry all the time through her childhood. Like, I'd be
bet.
Like, oh, I'm going to go push you in the swing, Kim. And, oh, look, she fell out of the swing. Look at that. Like, it was. Just, I was an awful sibling whenever I was younger. Kim.
For some reason, that doesn't surprise me.
I know.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. How did you make a kid cry?
Well, it's actually my two kids. And this may sound mean, but when they were younger, like almost babies, I would scream just to scare them so they wouldn't be scared of everything. I would just literally go, ah! I did it because I don't want them to be scared of everything and cry over everything. So I would literally scream just to get them to cry.
And how old are they now?
12 and 13.
Are they fearless?
Pretty much. They're not scared of much.
So you would scare your kids. Let me understand this. You would scare your kids just so they wouldn't be scared.
Of a lot of things, yes. Because, like, people get scared of every little thing. So I wanted to teach them not to be scared of every little wildness.
Fair enough. I can only imagine sitting in the theater watching The Conjuring with one of your kids and looking over and be like, man, why are these kids so cool about this movie
exactly.
right now? We appreciate the call. Have a good day, all right?
You too.
Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. When did you make a kid cry?
Well, I was on a shuttle bus going to a cruise dock with my boyfriend's family, and his sister recently had a baby, and he was about 7-8 months old, and we were in the front seat, and I decided to hold him so his sister and fiance could get onto the shuttle bus.
Oh, no.
Well, I kept him on my lap, and the shuttle bus driver made a sharp left-hand turn, and his head slammed into the window.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it was really embarrassing because everyone on the shuttle bus, like, gasped. Like, I did it on purpose, and I was so embarrassed, and he started crying. I was like, I'm so sorry. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. And whenever the child grows older, they're going to be like, remember the time whenever this happened, and you'll never get to live it down.
I'm sorry. You unintentionally injure a child and you don't mean to, there's a lot of things that you feel bad about in life, but that might be the one thing you feel absolutely terrible about.
Yeah, definitely.
We appreciate the call, all right? No more driving for you, okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
All right, bye. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.